How hard will it be for Gallop and Deschamps at Punchtown after the season he's had and after the World Cup on that ground?
Well, yeah, it's going to be tough for him. And he got beaten there last year, but I think the two, Paul Nicholas horse himself, went at it very early last year, and the other horse came and robbed him, took it off him. This year I said Paul might just use different tactics, and the horse seems good. You know, it's... I'm going back to that times again. It's like Gallop and Deschamps turns up every day and runs a race. And he's had many runs this season.
Five now, isn't it?
Yeah, and he'll have another one. Elaine Tom's probably the same. You know, so I've often seen horses that are hardy and well able to turn up actually end up being very good horses, because the good ones sometimes just get injured. They're not able to turn up every day.
Yeah.
And we've seen that hugely this year with one horse in particular, you know. So it's Stateman turns up every day and wins all the grade one, but he mightn't be looked at in the same light as Constitution Hill. But you know, if you're the owner or the trainer or the jockey, they're the ones you want to be on, the ones that can turn up every day, and good, hardy, sound horses.
You know, you feel if Nicky came to Punchtown, there'd be great goodwill behind him as well because of the year he's had.
Well, I'm sure there would. Yeah, I mean, he's a firm favourite of the crowds in Punchtown, and he always brings over a nice team of horses.
Mm.
So if he does, he'd be more than welcome.
Willie, you've always adopted that policy with your horses. If they're fit, they run.
Run, yeah.
Rather than protecting them.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, some horse that might have little issues, you might have to protect them a little more. But I'm always in favour of getting them out while they're sound and well. So many horses miss time because of injury. And they're, you know, the lifespan of a jumping horse, you can get 4 or 5 years out of them. But you're probably going to miss one of those through injury. And I all believe if the good prize money, run them, take your chance. So what's the point in not running? You're not going to earn any money in the stable, and that's what we did with Gallop and Deschamps Stateman this year. Just every race that was there for them, we just took it and give them a nice break between the races and ready for the next one. That's my policy.
Willie, how much of a buzz are you getting off this bid for the British Champions Trainer? You seem to be getting very good goodwill as well from a lot of people.
Yeah, we're getting huge goodwill, especially from a lot of people across the water. You know, they're saying, you know, at least it's adding a bit of spice to the end of the season, which it is. It's a once-in-a-lifetime achievement, you know, once-in-a-lot-of-lifetime achievement if we can manage to pull it off. You know, so that itself is... it's supposed to be a sign of endearment. No, you keep testing us. But yeah, it's that's where we're looking at it, you know. So we're going to try and put everything into it that if we could do it, it'd be once in a lifetime.
I know you said there's a few spanners in the work, it's a nice problem to have, looking at horses, sending horses to unusual places, shall we say.
It is, and normally our team would probably prefer more graded race at the end of the year, which there's very few. The type of races that are available to trainers in England. I mean, when we look, we had this problem when we tried it before. You look at a 7-race card and sometimes 6 of them are handicapped. It's extraordinary. You know, and to me, that kills horses. And maybe that's why a lot of the horses in England just don't perform. You know, they're racing in handicaps every day of the week.
Yeah. It will be relief, won't it, though, that you'll guess, like, it looks like it will be nice ground after all the rain we've had.
Yeah, I mean, the water table is so high, even if the weather does dry up, it's just lovely underneath, and it will be. And Punchtown always have fantastic ground anyhow. You know, if they get a dry spell there and climb, you know, they water, which is good, and I think it's paramount, I think, for our game to have safe ground, you know, because just the pressures horse racing is under, health-wise and safety-wise, if the ground is a bit slower, it just takes the speed off and you still get winners and losers, you know, so it makes for a better product, I think.
Willie, just how much of a buzz did you get out of the weekend? And I presume you're still getting a buzz off of going.
Yeah, well, anytime you win a national, it's special. I mean, it was good enough winning the races we won, and but then to top it off, with my Maximus, just extraordinary. So, you know, to win a national is, you're on a, I remember last time we won it with Headhunter, like I was on a high for the whole year. And I didn't realise how much of a high I was on until whatever horse won it in 2006.
Mm.
And then we weren't the trainer of the winner of the national.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah.
gone, you know.
Yeah.
We were
there. There's a Kerry footballer there.
Yeah, we were the national trainer, and now we're not anymore. So
now you are.
Again.
Yeah. Could he be a Gold Cup horse next year?
I think so. I've been thinking he's a Gold Cup horse all along, but I've been saying, I think before the race, that we don't know how good he is, because he won his maiden chase with the Irish National from an extraordinary rate of fall. Then he came out and won the Drinmore Grade One, and thought the way he did it, but what he did to Vanilla in the Bobby Joe, I'm thinking he's going to be clear favourite for the National. I can't understand how he wasn't clear favourite from that day on. Mm. Could you imagine if we weren't in the race, Vanilla would have hardened his favourite.
Yeah.
And he was, what, 11 lengths behind us or something?
Yeah, yeah.
It blew me away now, to the performance he put in there that day on that ground.